I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Friday, August 6, 2010. The internet thinks it knows you, what products you like, what movies, music, what you want to buy next. It advertises to you accordingly. And the internet thinks that you've told it all there is to know about you by leaving behind data from where you shop, where you visit, a sort of accidental breadcrumb trail. The website Hunch had a big relaunch this week based on flipping that model around. On Hunch, you volunteer the data. You answer questions about yourself, everything from age and location to what kind of lettuce you like to your thoughts on dolphins. Then you ask the site a question, maybe about what car to buy, and it makes recommendations based on who you are. Hunch was co-founded by Katarina Fake.
And what we're ideally trying to do is map every person on the internet to every entity on the internet, every entity being, you know, it could be a person, it could be a website, it could be an article, it could be anything.
How did you arrive at the questions? Like, how scientifically are these questions designed to reach their goals?
We opened it up to any of our users to be able to write a question because we felt we didn't know what questions would be most predictive. We didn't know which questions to prioritize or ask. And my tendency is towards user-generated content.
Now, you are one of the founders of Flickr. You've been in this business of people interacting with the web for a while.
Yes.
What does this reflect of your opinion of what people are going to be wanting out of the internet itself in the future?
Well, one of the things I think pretty much everybody agrees on is that there's exabytes and exabytes of data.
Define exabytes.
Basically, it's the equivalent of bajillions.
Squillions and squillions.
Squillions. So all of the data needs to be kind of organized and sorted through. And the thing that we're going to need most in the future is a way to sift, sort, and otherwise kind of make it through this jungle of information in order to make our lives better.
Andreas Weigand is a former lead scientist at Amazon.com, a company known for making recommendations. Andreas, if I'm looking for recommendations on what to buy, where to go, what to do, is data that I'm volunteering more useful than data that I've inadvertently left all over the internet?
Implicit data, the data we leave, like we leave breadcrumbs, of course, tell us a lot about the past. However, the data that we give in response to questions tell us much more about maybe how we are feeling in a given situation, and what we are interested in the future.
Now, something I noticed when I went on Hunch is some of the questions it asked me, very basic demographic, you know, age range, parts of the world that I live in. Some of the questions it asked me, I was kind of wondering how honest I was being. You know, it'll ask you, can you do 10 pull-ups? And I'd like to think that I can. So is some of the data that a site like Hunch would collect, is it accurate if it's more about who I'd like to be than who I actually maybe am?
Well, maybe it's more relevant who you like to be than who you actually are. So think about it this way. There's only a finite number of questions any specific psychologist or survey person can come up with. The power is that people can ask any kinds of questions that they are interested in. So the question itself is a kind of self-expression of something which is important for somebody to ask.
That's Andreas Weigand. Another story we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Do you need further proof that video games are everywhere in our society? Amazon.com has introduced two new games for the Kindle, so you can look like you're reading a book when you're actually playing the word games Every Word or Shuffled Row. Now get back to your book. When Google Wave premiered last October, it was supposed to be the email of the future, but no one used it. And this week, Google announced it would stop work on the project. We asked our Twitter followers to write eulogies to Wave in haiku form. Here's what some of you came up with.
After 20 years, Google may have just killed the surfing metaphor.
I never tried it. Once thought about trying it, made sandwich instead.
Google Wave is gone, as are all waves crashed to shore. E-meeting canceled.
Just like aloha, a wave can mean hi or bye. This time, it meant both.
Read more at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.